A friend of mine wanted me to ask you, where does the Jesus, the oil Christ, story actually fit then? What is the, or who is Jesus Christ to you, or is your understanding of these things?
Well, Christ is merely oil, and oil was used to anoint kings and princes. And all the ancient world always anointed their kings and rulers and princes with oil. They poured it in the head of the kings and princes. And they were, therefore, you were anointed. The word anoint was a word that was used in relation to sex. And so the king always represented the penis head. The king was always the big cock in town. He was the major penis head. He was the major man. He represented the male fertility. And all the women belonged to him. He was the king. So he represented the male phallic. And in the ancient world, they always lubricated the head of the male phallic in sex. So that's why you would anoint the head of the king. The head of the king represents the head of the penis. Because the whole concept of man ruling is a sexual thing. It's been around for thousands of years, the war between male and female. That's a war going on between male and female. And in the patriarchal system of things, the king represented the male phallic. And we got a bunch of penis heads still running in Washington, D.C. They're all a bunch of penis heads. They think with their penis. They think with their penis. That's all they are. That's all. You know, Bill Clinton, he thinks he's the only one. That whole thing is filthy. It's nothing more than sex and power. We're talking about mafia, sex, drugs, entertainment, buying and selling. Anyway.
Hello, George.